This is Night Call, the new nationwide listener call-in show on vital issues. Tonight's subject, is the Southern Baptist Church racist anymore? Tonight's guest, Dr. W.A. Criswell, the new president of the Southern Baptist Convention. You speak for yourself and ask your questions directly by calling Collect, Night Call's national phone number, area code 212-749-3311, or in the New York area, 866-5010. Night Call's host in New York City is Del Shields.
Good evening. A religious revolution involving over 11 million Americans took place in Houston, Texas, just about a month ago. But June 6th was the day Senator Robert Kennedy died, and it was all but ignored by the press. The Southern Baptist Convention, which has traditionally avoided church involvement in issues such as war and peace, preferring to keep religion separate from social, economic, and political problems, voted to have their church play an active role in combating racial discrimination and poverty. And it was not a close vote. More than 73% of the 8,000 delegates voted to commit the 11 million members of the Southern Baptist Convention to open church membership and to work for equality in housing, employment, and education. The convention statement called upon Southern Baptists to resist prejudice and to combat forces that breed distrust and hostility, and to welcome to the fellowship of faith and worship every person, irrespective of race or class. Earlier in that same week, the convention elected as its president for a two-year term the Reverend Dr. W.A. Criswell, pastor of the largest Baptist church in this country, the 15,000-member First Baptist Church of Dallas. Dr. Criswell has long been regarded as a staunch conservative and at one time was quoted widely as a segregationist. After the convention, Dr. Criswell told an interviewer he was no longer a segregationist. "I have changed," Dr. Criswell said. "My sympathies and my heart have enlarged during the past few years." Dr. Criswell is our guest tonight in Dallas, and we welcome your questions and comments to him on the question, "Is the Southern Baptist Church racist anymore?" And especially we welcome calls from Southern Baptists about how they feel about their church's new stand in race relations. You may call us collect from anywhere in the country at area code 212-749-3311. Now, national telephone number again is area code 212-749-3311. You may call us locally at 866-5010. The New York area calls once again on 866-5510. Dr. Criswell, good evening, sir.
And good evening, Dr. Shields.
Well, thank you so much for being with us tonight. And my first question to you, sir, is the Southern Baptist Church racist anymore?
Not as such. Of course, you must remember that our denomination is composed of about 35,000 individual churches. Each one of those churches is autonomous, and it formulates its own policy. But as a convention, as a denomination, the denomination is definitely turned toward doing away with racism, segregation, anything that speaks of a separation of people in the body of Christ.
These resolutions that were passed at the recent convention, Dr. Criswell, were they followed by any active programs that were introduced or planned to be introduced?
It is a pattern of a movement of the whole denomination. This is an expression of the sympathies and the future course of the churches of the Southern Baptist Convention.
Can we look for any immediate changes in attitudes on the parts of white Southern Baptists?
If you were to talk to individual ministers and to denominational leaders from one side of the convention to the other, you would find it explicitly expressed.
Doctor, you stated to an interviewer and in our opening remarks, and we're going to quote again, you stated, "My sympathies and my heart have changed and have enlarged during the past few years." Would you be kind enough to enlarge on that for us?
Well, the problems we face in this day in which now we live are, oh, they're looked upon in a far different way from as they were looked upon when I was a young man and began my ministry. The world in which I preach is nothing like the world in which I began my ministry 40 years ago. I don't recognize it. It's a different social, cultural life. There is hardly anything the same in it.
In the question, on the question of race relations, there are many Baptists who generally look to the Bible as support for their belief in segregation. Now, with the new resolutions being passed by the convention, are we to assume that there's a new interpretation of the Bible?
Doctor, I don't think that segregation ever could have been, was at any time, intelligently, seriously supported by the Bible. The people who did that, for the most part, have been people who did not read the Bible aright.
Additional resolutions that were passed at the recent convention also included the stand of the church on the sale of guns. And as we have read the reports, the church officers came out for a resolution that was designed to stop uncontrolled traffic in guns. But the lay members felt that they did not want the individual penalized if he decided to purchase a gun. Where do you stand on this subject, sir?
You know, that is very difficult for me to sum up in a moment. I was on a radio program here in Dallas that was open to the public to ask questions, and I said that it seemed to me, my remembrance of the Constitution is that the right to bear arms is a fundamental right that is written into our Constitution. But the man who presided over that program reminded me that the proposed legislation sponsored by our president and being considered by our Congress has nothing to do with the right of a citizen to possess a gun, but it concerns with the registration of that gun. And I said to him, I do not own a gun, but if I did, I would not object to registering it.
Doctor, now that the Southern Baptist Convention has gone on record and stating that they will open people of all goodwill to membership in their church, can we assume that black people will look upon the church with less suspicion now?
Yes. That was a tremendous stride. That was a step with the proverbial seven-league boots. That was.
Do you foresee any immediate changes in your own congregation? You are pastor of a church that has 15,000 members?
In the spirit of it, yes. Now, whether we will have a shifting in the membership of the church, I do not know, but the spirit in the church has drastically changed.
Doctor, we're going to welcome some night call listeners who I know would like to talk to you this evening, and you will be talking to a number of people across the country in over 50 stations, and we'll welcome our first call from Tampa, Florida, and a reminder once again that our national telephone number is area code 212-749-3311. That's area code 212-749-3311. You may call collect. We welcome your conversation and your comments and your discussion tonight with our guest, Dr. Criswell, who's calling in from Dallas, Texas. Our area code, or I should say our local telephone number here in New York, is 866-5010. That's 866-5010. We'll welcome our first call from Mr. Funkhauser from Tampa, Florida, who's listening to Night Call over WFLA. Welcome to Night Call, sir. Mr. Funkhauser? Hello, sir.
Few of these questions which I have in mind. One is this, I'd like to ask him this, what brought all this idea of racism to to the Southern Baptist Conference. And how
Dr. Criswell, we're having a technical problem. If you just hold on to Mr. Funkhauser, I'm sorry. We had a problem there, Dr. Criswell, and we checked through for another line, and as soon as we get that clear, we'll go right back to Mr. Funkhauser, who's calling in from Tampa, Florida.
All right.
Our next question. Now that the resolution has been passed, can we assume that the church will remain separate from the social, economic, and political problems? And I'm particularly concerned now with the church's view on the recent Resurrection City. Did the church support this particular program?
Now, Dr. Shields, I didn't get the last of that question. You know, I'm having a hard time hearing.
All right, we'll check with our engineer, sir, and see if we can kind of jack it up just a bit.
Yeah, can you hear me good?
I can hear you very well, sir.
Yes, I have difficulty hearing you.
Right.
It sounds as though there's a hurricane blowing.
We may have some difficulty, but we'll see what we can do to improve it.
Now, what was that question?
My question again, did the Southern Baptist Church, did it support the program of the Resurrection City?
Dr. Shields, I do not think that as a convention that was brought up. I don't think so. I don't think it was discussed.
Was there any discussion in terms of poverty?
Only in the sense that the convention addressed itself as facing the future with far more of a disposition to become involved in the social needs of our people. And poverty was certainly one of those that was mentioned many times.
All right, so I think we're kind of straightened out now with our calls, and we'll welcome a call from New York. Mr. Jones is listening to Night Call over WLIB-FM. Welcome to Night Call, sir.
How you doing, Dale?
How are you, sir?
All right. I'd like to speak to this minister, the head of the Southern Baptist group.
Yes, I'm on the line.
Hold on, let me turn my radio down because I can't hear you. Since Christianity, since the black people in America have known it, since it's been in this country, it's been more enslaving us than anything else. And you take like the Klan, which has been known as a Christian group, and many Southern ministers have belonged to it. What makes you think that intelligent black people in the South and in America would trust you, knowing so many things about the Christian church that it has done?
Well, neighbor, this is the same thing as we have in the whole fabric of modern society. What makes me think, for example, that the black man isn't represented by black power? Well, I just know too many colored people. I know too many Negroes. And they're my friends, and I talk to them, and I visit with them, and I know what they think. And these people that are speaking as extremists in black power do not represent most of the colored people of America. Well, that's the same thing about us. The Klan is a small minority, and it does not represent us, nor would any intelligent colored man believe that it does.
But you're saying that you're so nice and your people are so nice when there's so many things that you're doing, that you're still doing, you're not going to stop doing because you really can't afford to let us go. And this open movement of you opening up the church to black people, I feel that this is just another move to some type of way capture us in a different type of area because you never really let slavery go, you modernize it, and I think intelligent black people can see that this is another move because the Christian church does not help. It always hurts. It has never helped us. So I just can't see your basis at all.
Well, Mr. Jones, Dr. Criswell stated earlier that at the time when he first began preaching some 40-odd years ago that the times were different, and as he views the scene today, that he views it with a different perspective. Now, is it not possible that black people would accept this for face value?
It's hard to teach old dogs new tricks. You have a chance with young ones, but not with old. And this is a thing that is in the majority He might be in the minority, but we can't really trust that because we've taken so many chances. How many chances can we take? How many things can we allow to just keep going on? And why must we always keep meeting him and requiring to be met under what he thinks is a good atmosphere? With him coming,
Mr. Jones, I'm going to ask Dr. Chris. I'm going to ask Dr. Criswell to respond right after station identification. Thank you so much for calling, sir.
All right.
Stay tuned for the Night Call Network.
More Night Call with Del Shields and guest Dr. W.A. Criswell after station identification. Listen to the voices of Night Call.
We're trying to bring about change in this nation through nonviolent channels. Now, if we cannot do it through nonviolence, there are other forces that are going to lead people down a violent path, and the nation will be destroyed.
Ralph Abernathy on apathy and violence, and a white industrialist says jobs will save us from a racial inferno.
It's better to learn and earn than to burn, baby, burn. Now, these are the changes in attitude that spring from the community as a whole to try to work with these people, not just work on them, and to have industry reach into the area and try to recruit and hire the guy that's qualified and to get the other fella to take training so he, too, can get a job.
Speak for yourself on Night Call. Speak for yourself. Collect on Night Call. Area code 212-749-3311 or 866-5010 to Dr. Criswell about, is the Southern Baptist Church racist anymore? Again, Del Shields.
Prior to station identification, we had received a call from Mr. Jones, and I think we can attempt to sum up the question. And it was in the area that black people would view the new expression by the Southern Baptist Convention with some suspicion, and Dr. Criswell was just about to respond. Dr. Criswell?
Dr. Shields and Mr. Jones, there is no doubt but that there is a tremendous change in our people, in the American nation. For example, just to cite an example, the president of the Baptist World Alliance is a Negro. That is unthinkable if you go back through the years that are past.
What is his name, sir?
His name is Talbert, and he is the vice president of Nigeria. No, wait a minute. He's the vice president of Liberia. I said Nigeria. I meant Liberia.
And this is the first time that a black man has been elected to such a post.
Yes. And this is symbolic of the new day in which we live. And our colored people, our Negroes, are being received in the highest places. You can see that in the political life of the nation. You have a Negro in the Senate. You have a Negro on the Supreme Court. And as I say, the president of the Baptist World Alliance, which is the highest office that our people could offer a man, the president is a Negro. Now, this is symbolic of the whole new day and age in which we live.
Well, aware of the fact that black people are now enjoying certain political offices throughout the country, how do you account for the increasing popularity of a Governor Wallace in the South?
Well, Doctor, you have years and years, centuries in the past, and you have the years yet to come in which we must work through these social problems. Now, I have not quite been able to figure out Governor Wallace, ex-Governor Wallace. There are so many things of true Americanism that he represents, and I don't quite understand his attitude toward the colored race.
Dr. Beal, welcome some more telephone calls. And once again, our national telephone number is area code 212-749-3311. That's area code 212-749-3311. Remember, if you're calling nationally, you may call collect. We welcome your telephone calls and your conversations with Dr. Criswell, who's calling in from Dallas. Our local telephone number in New York is 866-5010. That's 866-5010. Doctor, we'll take a call from Mr. Price, who's listening to Night Call over WVOL in Nashville, Tennessee. Welcome to Night Call, sir.
Hello.
Mr. Price?
Yes.
We can hear you, sir.
I wanted to ask Dr. Criswell, did he believe that the Southern Baptist will eventually, or in the very near future, think in terms of promoting in that it has historically promoted a kind of historical demotion of the Negro by not implementing or by not pressing the issue of the black man in American culture and American society. For instance, his participation in all of the revolutions of America, such as his embarkation upon the shores of America initially, such as his participation in the American Revolution, his participation in the Civil War, etc. I could continue to name. And does he feel that Southern Baptists will eventually begin to think in terms of selecting Negroes as professors in their seminaries, in their colleges, and their pastorates, etc.
Dr. Shields? Hello?
Yes, we're here, sir.
If I understand that question correctly, the answer to that is yes. You are going to see increasingly, as there is now, you're going to see increasingly colored people, capable, dedicated Christian Negro people, sharing in the life, in the denominational life, of our Southern Baptist people.
May I ask to what extent, in a sort of token way where there will be something like a pat on the back or a pat on the head to the little black boy that says, here is something to appease you, or will it be total, full participation?
It is on the way. The colored people who now share in our work are received wherever this is shared. They are received as compatriots, as peers, as equals. And you will find that increasingly so.
Yes.
Mr. Price, if I may add this observation, I'm certainly very sensitive to this problem in terms of viewing with suspicion this new expression of will or goodwill on behalf of the Southern Baptists. But I think if we would bear in mind that there's something that I feel is rather significant, and that is that there were 8,000 voting delegates at this particular convention, and 73% voted in favor. And I think this is kind of significant in terms of the majority.
Yes, well, I can understand this as far as the majority is concerned. I'm very familiar with some of the constituents of Southern Baptists. Matter of fact, I've had some as professors, and I know some who've been excommunicated, such as Dr. Clarence Jordan of Cornelia Farm in Georgia, and well, on the verge of excommunication, one of my former ethics professors, Dr. Victor Glass, who stand out more or less like sore thumbs. But this is what I'm saying. Southern Baptist has been so steeped in the idea of racism and segregation and white supremacy. I'm wondering to what extent can those who voted freely go that far to completely accept the black man.
Dr. Shields, I have difficulty hearing him, but I can say that increasingly you're going to find a welcome for the Negro professor, teacher, preacher, spiritual leader. You're going to find increasingly a welcome, not as he described, a pat on the head to a little boy, but as a peer. You're going to find that increasingly so.
Mr. Price, thank you so much for calling, sir. Thank you. This is Night Call in New York, and our guest tonight is Dr. Criswell, who is the president of the Southern Baptist Convention. And we will accept our next call from Boston, Mr. Trumley, who is listening to Night Call over WBUR-FM. Welcome to Night Call, sir.
Hello. I would like to ask Dr. Criswell if interracial marriages are being performed today in Southern Baptist churches.
Did you hear the question, sir?
Yes. I, of course, am not able to answer because there are there are 35,000 churches that belong to the Southern Baptist Convention. But my impression would be no. That's my impression.
I don't remember a biblical injunction against interracial marriages, do you?
No.
Doesn't this indicate a kind of very deep-rooted bigotry on the part of ministers or at least congregations?
Well, it is as all of us are most familiar with. You have hundreds of years in the background. And what we must do is, as we face the future, we must ask God's help, we must work, we must pray, we must do our utmost. But the pattern of social life, culture, is very difficult to change overnight. We have to stay with it. We have to pray. We have to ask God's help and wisdom.
In the past, the church used to be a force of social change. Wouldn't you think that the Southern Baptists as a whole should make some sort of resolution on this matter? Wouldn't that facilitate?
Well, now that's what precipitates this program tonight. Our Southern Baptist Convention adopted a very, very strong statement regarding this problem of racism and segregation. Adopted a very strong statement, which is a great, tremendous, unusual landmark in the life of our people and a turning point in our denomination.
Well, it seems to me then that although the church may be making progress, it still would have a long way to go.
We have a long way to go, that's right.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling, sir. This is Night Call in New York, and Dr. Criswell, I would like to pose this question to you. Of the 72% of the 8,000 voting delegates who presented and voted affirmatively for this resolution, was this contingent or this group, were they primarily the youthful members of the church?
I don't think so, Doctor. The young people would be in a very small minority in a convention like that. The convention is made up mostly first of pastors, and this would be for the most part seasoned men, and then leaders in the churches. And I would think most of the people, practically all of them, would be seasoned people.
Did this resolution take the convention by surprise?
No. It was publicized before and printed before, and the people from one side of the denomination to the other were well aware of it. Most so.
Doctor, we'll return to you right after station identification. Stay tuned for the Night Call Network.
More Night Call with Del Shields and guest Dr. W.A. Criswell after station identification. Call it a social pressure valve. The voice of the ghetto. The voice of disgust. The voice of hope. Call it what you will, it's the voice of the people. Night Call lets people talk. and experts on the phone anywhere in the country or world offer answers to some of the problems. Having a heart-to-heart squawk. At least it gets people talking, first about their problems and eventually to each other. Night Call has a potential cast of 200 million Americans, and we now cover 50 stations in 40 cities. It could just be the most important listening post on the air today because it starts people talking. A program you should listen to, a forum to speak for yourself. If we don't start talking to each other, we'll end up shouting, and there's no telling where we'll wind up after that. Night Call, every weeknight on this station. Speak for yourself. Collect on Night Call. Area code 212-749-3311 or 866-5010 to Dr. Kurzweil about, is the Southern Baptist Church racist anymore? Again, Del Shields.
And a very warm welcome to the stations who join us for the second half hour or Night Call. Our guest from Dallas, Texas, calling in is Dr. Kurzweil, who is president of the Southern Baptist Convention and also pastor, the largest Baptist church in this country, 15,000 members at the First Baptist Church of Dallas. Dr. Kurzweil, we'll accept our next phone call. This time, Mr. Funkhauser, who we had earlier from Tampa, Florida, we had trouble with the line. He's back with us now, and he's listening to Night Call over WFLA in Tampa. Welcome to Night Call, sir.
Thank you. I would like to state an opinion, and then I would have a question. One, I think this is a good thing that you have proposed, and one thing which I would like to know from your guest, and that is this. When, if ever, the Southern and the Northern Baptist churches, in your opinion, will ever unite?
That, of course, is a question that lies in an unknown historical situation that could develop. But my impression of the two conventions is that they are pulling apart more than they are moving together.
Any particular reason why you base that?
One reason, of course, is theological. The Southern Baptist Convention is most conservative, and the American Baptist Convention, as we think of it in the main, is far more liberal in its theological outlook than the Southern Baptist Convention is.
I understand your viewpoint. Okay, I appreciate your opinion.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much for calling, sir.
Mm-hmm.
This is Night Call in New York. Our national telephone number is area code 212-749-3311. That's area code 212-749-3311. Our local telephone number in New York is 866-5010. That's 866-5010. Remember, if you're calling outside of New York, we welcome your telephone calls. Collect. We'll take a local call, doctor, from a listener who's listening to Night Call over WLIB-FM. Welcome to Night Call, sir.
Answers I would like to get from you, and a few statements I'd also like to make. And I will start off with, we actually, black people in this country, number between 25 and 30 million. I don't see how in your or programs that you have designed for us can in any way, shape, fashion, or form, uplift us completely out of the mud of this civilization with your plan of integration. This is not our solution as 13 million people in this country. I do believe that we should, in my opinion, based on truth, uplift ourselves by working, educating our children with the proper knowledge how to build for our own self, rather than relying on these particular organizations and particular conventions, which prove out in the end to just sound good to the ear and have no real meaning to the people.
Sir, may I ask a question? You're making statements, but you're not asking a question, and we are discussing tonight, is the Southern...
If one has to be, is how can he feel, knowing that we are 30 million, that integration versus education and bringing our people out of the mud can provide us with food, clothing, and a permanent freedom from the daily injustices that we receive in this country, known to all of us, regardless to our position or our financial status, as Adam Clayton Powell and many others, as we've seen in this country.
Well, sir, you're still, sir, you still are not asking a question.
Explain that to me. Well, ask him to explain how his convention or his purpose of integrating black people into his society can get us out of the hell of a condition that we're in.
All right. Dr. Criswell?
Of course, all of us realize that we have problems of education, poverty, segregation, but those problems are not peculiar to black people in this country. You have white people that are poor, that are segregated, that are on the wrong side of the railroad track, that are illiterate, that are uneducated.
We're not discussing white people right now. We're discussing black people, and I think this is what the conversation's about. I'd like to keep it on that particular line.
Sir, just a moment. First,
the multitudes of financial wealth that you people have, I can't really see where the majority of you are in poverty, as we black people are.
Well, that's because you're not acquainted with the facts. There are far more
black, and am acquainted with my own.
Sir, I don't think you're being fair to our guest. You asked a question, and I think we should give him the courtesy of answering. Now, that's number one. And number two, you're not the only person who is black. I am also black, so this, you know, blackness is not an excuse. Now, if we, with the purpose of the program is to an attempt to create dialogue between people. Now, you asked a question, allow the guest to answer.
Meaningless in terms of getting our people to unite and see truth and reality and what we must do for ourselves, rather than wait for these conventions, which have never proved to be successful in all the years we've been in this country.
But that's your opinion, right?
Ask him to show.
No, is that your opinion?
This is the truth.
No, is that your opinion? That's what you believe.
That's what I see.
Right.
There.
All right. Now, if we be kind enough to allow the doctor to answer. Now, we're not saying that you have to accept his theory.
Poor white people.
I beg your pardon?
He's telling me about poor white people. I asked him to answer that question.
All right, sir. Well, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to cut you off. This is Night Call in New York, area code 212-749-3311. That's area code 212-749-3311. Our local telephone number is 866-5010. That's 866-5010. We are discussing tonight, is the Southern Baptist Church racist anymore? Our guest is Dr. W.A. Criswell, who is calling in from Dallas, Texas. We'll accept our next call from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Mrs. Lola, who is listening to Night Call over WBAX. Welcome to Night Call.
What's that?
Welcome to Night Call.
Hello, Dr. Criswell?
Yes.
Dr. Criswell, congratulations on your wonderful program.
Well, thank you.
It's very wonderful. I hope millions of American people are listening tonight.
Well,
I'm sure they are. Now, my question to you, Dr. Criswell, is this. I would like to think I represent millions of American mothers, and we are very disturbed over what's happening in our country today.
Yes.
And I believe in first things first, and I think the home is the first classroom. And not so long ago, I read a book written by Margaret Whitney Young, How to Raise Your Child Without Prejudice. And I would like to ask you, Dr. Criswell, what you have to say to parents all over America as to how they can raise their children without prejudice before they go out to kindergarten. I think that is really a very important step.
Well, dear, it certainly is. Any time that by act or by joke or by word or by gesture or by tone of voice we belittle or mistreat or scorn or make fun of any group of people, you're going to find that attitude immediately reflected in your children. You don't have to say anything. They pick up the spirit of it. And if our hearts are right, you're going to find that your children will reflect that spirit of understanding and sympathy and love. And if we do that in the home, you'll have no problem in the generation that is yet to come.
That's a magnificent answer, Dr. Griswell, and I hope all parents listening, particularly parents of young children, will realize, had this been done generations ago, we may not be witnessing what we are today.
That's so true, Mother.
And thank you, dear, and God bless you.
And you.
Yes, good night. Good
thank
night.
You for calling.
Yes.
This is Night Call in New York. Is the Southern Baptist Church racist anymore? That's our discussion tonight. And our guest, Dr. W.A. Criswell, who is president of the Southern Baptist Convention, calling in from Dallas, Texas. Our telephone numbers again, area code 212-749-3311. That's area code 212-749-3311. You may call collect. And our local telephone number in New York is 866-5010. That's 866-5010. Dr. Criswell, you mentioned that the Southern Baptist Convention is made up of 35,000,
Churches.
Hear you? Churches.
Yes.
Now, of the 35,000 churches, how many are black?
In these years past, the conventions have largely followed those lines of color. That's true all over America. That's true of all the denominations. It is only now, in these last few years, in our lifetime, that you have seen any breaking over into these different historical convention groups. Now, in the Southern Baptist Convention, you will find a good many colored churches, but nothing comparable to the vast 35,000 that are in it. It is just now that the lines are beginning to change.
Doctor, could you give us any set of reasons why this change has come about in this year of 1968?
Yes. It lies in the awareness that we have come into of the needs of our brothers, that they are like us, that they have the problems that we have, that they need saving as we need saving, that they get hungry as we get hungry, that they're sick as we get sick, that all of the needs of human life that we experience, they experience also. And those sympathies are increasing. We are becoming aware of one another and of the sorrows of one another. And as we become more aware of these, and as we are Christian in our hearts, we are like that parable of Jesus in the Good Samaritan. We find it in our hearts to want to help. And that common love and understanding in every area of life pulls us together. For example, you'll find in the armies, such as in Vietnam, you'll find that black soldier and that white soldier are fighting side by side, and they're good friends there. But when those men come back,
they come back not looking on a colored man as being a strange animal with a different life from his own. He has found out that he's just a human being like himself. Now, all of those things in the school, in the athletic world, in the entertainment world, as well as in the military world, we're just learning to understand one another and understanding to love one another.
Dr. Criswell will return right after station identification. Stay tuned for the Night Call Network.
More Night Call with Del Shields and guest Dr. W.A. Criswell after station identification. Listen to the voices of Night Call.
Large numbers of black people in this country are coming to the point where almost no action, violent or nonviolent, legal or illegal, is looked upon as being the sort of action that will help. And I think that's a dangerous point for us, where we reach the point where nothing is likely to help us. And it means, I think, almost the beginning of suicide.
Julian Bond, a black politician, is pessimistic. And a white ethics professor has faith.
I don't agree we're all upset. In spite of the many faults of the white people, I think there's a strong reservoir of compassion in a lot of white people in this country, and a strong desire to see that the black man does get his right.
These voices, plus your own voice of question or comment, are Night Call. Speak for yourself. Speak for yourself. Collect on Night Call. Area code 212-749-3311 or 866-5010 to Dr. Criswell about, is the Southern Baptist Church racist anymore? Again, Del Shields.
And we'll continue accepting calls from our Night Call listeners. And we'll take our next call from Mr. McEwen, who is listening to Night Call over WXBW in Louisville, Kentucky. Welcome to Night Call, sir.
Welcome, Dr. Criswell.
Yes.
I speak to you tonight as a native Oklahoman, and I went to school in Texas at Baylor.
Yes.
And so I followed you for many, many years. And I'd like to say, you know, first of all, that you have, many things you've said tonight have really been a very positive feeling to me, and I feel like you've come a long way in your thinking. But my question tonight relates around the Southern Baptist Church. Being a Southern Baptist, historically, Southern Baptists, in relating to social crises, we as a church has tended to kind of come up on the rear of things. And how do you envision the Southern Baptist Church as becoming an advocator of social change, rather than, you know, merely charging down the hill in a knight in shining armor much after the battle has been fought?
Yes. What you have said is true in these days past, but in days future, I look for the Southern Baptist churches to change in their attitude and in their participation in the social crises in which our people are involved. I look for us greatly to change in those areas.
Well, specifically, how do you think that the Southern Baptists will begin to integrate themselves into our society, you know, in a very positive way towards social change?
In those areas that immediately come to your mind, I look for our people increasingly to become involved with the problems that face our colored people, with the problems that face our poor and our destitute, with the problems that face our people who are without training and without ability to find themselves in society, with the problems that face our homes, our marriages, our homes breaking up, the children. I find that in my own church. I find an increasing awareness and willingness on the part of our people to enter into those areas and to work in them.
One last question. How do you envision, as your own individual philosophy, how do you envision the white man's role in the black man's crisis in America today?
I think increasingly you're going to find our white people in sympathy with the desperate condition of many areas of life that are forced upon our colored people. You're going to find that sympathy increasingly manifest in their lives. It's coming. There's no doubt about it. It's on the way.
Well, in the event that, do you think what we really need is sympathy, or do you think we really need involvement?
Well, by sympathy, I mean everything with it. You know, your life follows where your heart is.
Right.
And by sympathy, I meant involvement, everything that love connotes. Mm. You're going to find that. I don't think there's any doubt of it.
Well, I certainly hope so, at least for us as a church, because I think it's really time that we really begin to talk and begin to act.
Yes.
And rather than not being involved.
Yes. It's on the way. I know I'm correct in that judgment.
Very good. Thank you very much, Dr. Chris.
Well, bless you, fella.
Thank you for calling, sir. Thank you. This is Night Call in New York. Our guest tonight is Dr. W.A. Criswell, calling in from Dallas, Texas, and he's president of the Southern Baptist Convention, and we're discussing tonight, is the Southern Baptist Church racist anymore? Dr. Criswell, a number of our leaders in Congress are members of the Southern Baptist Convention. Can we assume that with this new expression by the convention that there might be some changes of heart in Washington?
Yes, I think so. I think you're going to see that, increasingly so, through the years that lie ahead.
We'll accept our next call from Indianapolis, Indiana. Miss Jerry Hall is listening to Night Call over WTLC-FM. Welcome to Night Call.
Hello, Dr. Criswell?
Yes.
I'd like to, I didn't want to ask a question. I wanted to ask, tell you that I disagree on your subject about when the GI comes back, that the white treats the and looks upon the white, the black man as equal when he comes back from war, because I happen to have a son in Thailand right now.
Yeah.
And he has been writing to me talking about the prejudices that he faces while he's over there, and he's not even fighting yet. And I do know that it does, when they do come back, they are faced with quite a bit of prejudice. And I think this is one thing that white America should face, that this really does happen when they come back. They're not, they're buddy-buddies over there, but when they get back, it's a different story.
Lady, let me ask you, is it your experience in your boy and others through whom you have observed this, that when they go to the war area and spend time together over there, the black soldier and the white soldier together, that when this white soldier comes back, that he is more inclined to be prejudiced because of that experience over there?
I wouldn't say he's more inclined, but I'll say that he picks up where he left off before he went over there.
I see.
And, my son, like I say, he hasn't seen combat yet.
Yeah.
But he's talking about the way it is before he even sees it.
Yeah.
And but I read a lot, and I listen a lot.
Yeah.
And I know what does take place. And the best thing for the white man to do is really face up to this fact. I mean, if you're Christian or what you might be, that this problem really does exist.
Yeah.
And you're not treated the same when you come back.
Yeah.
Even though you were good buddies over there in the mud. And, you know.
Well, that's something to be sorrowful for.
Yes, it really is.
Yeah.
And if you're a child of God, you will recognize this fact and try to rectify it.
That's right. You're correct in that.
All
and
right.
I pray God will help us to correct it.
Well, I hope it's not too late for this to happen.
I do too.
All right, good night.
Well, bless you.
Thank you for calling.
Uh-huh.
This is Night Call in New York, and we'll take a local call now. Mr. Sicascio is listening to Night Call over WLIB-FM. Welcome to Night Call, sir.
Hello. This woman that was just speaking, I would like to say something about what she said. being together with the colored men coming home and then forgetting them or something of that
yes.
nature. Well, isn't that common? I mean, it's been done for years, and that's the way it is. I lived in a colored neighborhood for 7 years, and only on a rare occasion will I see one of my old colored friends I went to school with. Do I have to keep looking for them or go live with them because I had lived with them at one time? You know what I mean?
I don't think so. I don't think that is the problem. I think the problem of the black people is first opportunity and an opportunity to live and to have all of the rights and all of the privileges and all of the advantages that whites have.
Well, I can see that too. I mean, I feel sorry for them. I mean, I like to see them get a better education.
Well, then they don't want sympathy. They're not looking for sympathy. I think this is where a lot of people are wrong.
Well,
black
they want
people
sympathy, and they want more of a friendship and better relationship between the white and the black. But that would take many, many years, I think.
Well, what does the black man do in the meantime?
Well, the same thing I did. And, other whites, other poor whites did the same thing. I mean, we were in, I lived in slums all my life, practically, and I was a elementary school dropout, no father, and then my mother passed away when I was 14, and I worked my way up.
But you were never black.
It doesn't make any difference.
I see. Well, do you have a question for Dr. Criswell?
Yes. Hello, Doctor.
Mr. Shields, tell him to talk louder. I can hardly hear him.
Hello.
Yes, would you speak louder, sir? We have just about a minute left.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Would you continue the question that one gentleman asked you about poor whites and poor colored? And you were saying that there were more poor whites than colored, I believe.
Yes.
And the question was never answered. Yeah, he was very rude about it.
Yes. This is what I was going to tell him. I was going to tell him that ignorance, illiteracy, poverty, social disease, all of these problems are not peculiar to just a colored man. Those problems are everywhere. They're in almost every nation, and we have our share of them in America. And what we want to do is to help everybody, and that everybody means a colored man. It means a white man. It means a brown man. It means a red one, a yellow one.
That's right.
We want to tackle all of it.
God bless you, and I hope you're very successful at
it. Oh, thank you, sir.
Thank you for calling, sir. Dr. Criswell, we want to thank you for being with us this evening, and we certainly hope that the Southern Baptist Convention's expression of new will and new goodwill, we hope that it will soon activate into positive programs.
Well, Dale Shields, it has been a joy to be with you this hour, and when you come down to Dallas, remember you've got a friend in the heart of this city.
Thank you so much,
come
sir.
Come to see me.
Thank you for being with us.
All right.
This is Del Shields in New York. Good night and peace.
And God bless you.
Night Call, the new nationwide listener call-in show on vital issues. Tomorrow night, same time, same station, black militant leader Eldridge Cleaver on the Black Panthers and Black Power. Listen tomorrow night. Discuss freely and responsibly your own personal opinions. Speak for yourself on Night Call. Produced by the United Methodist Church. Presented with National Council of Churches, National Catholic Office for Radio and Television, and National Urban Coalition.